Yeah, they show you that. You're a guy like Nick because of his skill set, and maybe Kyle Connor, those kind of players that come in that aren't necessarily physically mature yet, but they're still fast enough to play, and they're skilled enough to play in this game. They're going to play with they have to play with a skilled centerman. They have to play with a guy that can move the puck on either side, and then you also can't play them against the other team's best. So if you're not playing against their best, and you know that those guys aren't getting checked, right? Kessler's not coming out against them. They're getting the third line. They're getting the third line on the 5-6 set of D. And that is great for them. That's the right spot. It's where Jeff Skinner won his Calder that year. He scored 30. Playing that hole, you can get a young player through that, especially if your top six are strong enough. But at some point, they got to go up against the 1-2. And that is a completely different animal. So you can love a guy in that hole and say, this guy is a real good offensive player, and boy, is he going to be great. But getting off the bench with Scheif now, with Scheif and Wheels, means you're getting Doughty. And that's a different animal than you're getting 5-6, you know, especially in a game like last night when the team's not as deep as necessarily, let's say, a team like L.A. or even Nashville's back end. The difference between a 5-6 and a 1-2 for a forward playing against is a big difference. So there's that is almost physical maturity, and then you understand the game better. Nicky made a real nice spike there, and he was playing very, very well. And then when he went up on the left side, he took off.
And so you obviously were impressed with the way he handled playing against those 1-2s, yeah. Because it is a significantly
I'm impressed with his whole year. I really am. I was very worried at the start of the year, putting a 19-year-old kid in the Central Division. Really worried. That, and I don't know the guy, right? I've seen him at camp, but I don't know him individually. I mean, I think back to what I was like at 19 years old, and I think I was a pretty mature guy. I wasn't that wired. I was playing major junior hockey in Canada, and this is in the mid-80s, so it's not quite as serious, I don't think, as it is. There's not as much scrutiny as there was now. I'm trying to find the right words. I wasn't any good. How about that? This guy turned out to be a real good young pro. So in that Mark Scheifele, he's a man. He's still got, you know, he's got 3 years to get to where Mark is, but he watches what he eats. He's into the game. He's still learning those things that those kids practice in every day, driving your body every day when you're tired, that you need to do that over years to get to yourself to be great. But now I'm excited about him, about where he can go. He's not going to carry the franchise next year, but this guy's a dynamic, highly skilled player. This is when it happens. So if you take the coach out of the equation, because the coaches don't know anything, as soon as you get a young man on the ice in practice and the veteran guys want to play with him, that's when you know the guy's arrived, because they appreciate something about is that Steve Jobs line, A players want to play with A players. When you get a veteran guy come up to you and go, hey, throw that guy in my wing, I'll take him. Then the kid's arrived, and Nicky's done a real nice job over the year becoming that kind of guy.